This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
Hi, Neil. 脚上这双新鞋很不错吗?
Really, Feifei? I'm not so sure about them.
They look cool. 橙色的鞋很有个性。
You're just being nice. I've decided buying orange shoes was a bad move.I look stupid.
Were they expensive?
Very expensive.
Oh, you know what? I think you're suffering from buyer's remorse.
I suppose I do regret buying them.
Buyer's remorse 就是这集地道英语节目中要教给大家的表达。Buyer's remorse 的字面意思是买家懊悔。它被用来描述一种特殊的遗憾、后悔的情绪。这种情绪通常在有大笔支出时出现。比如购买了房子、车之后，认为自己做了一个错误的决定，从而有了 buyer's remorse, 买家懊悔情绪。
Yes, that sounds right. Have you ever felt it?
Yes, after I bought my new bike. Thankfully, the feeling passed. I love my bike now. Listen to these examples.
I made a terrible decision buying this house.It's in a bad location, and it needs a lot of repairs. What was I thinking?
Sounds like buyer's remorse, my friend. Relax, the repairs aren't serious, and it only takes 5 minutes to get to the train station.
Lovely new car.
Thanks, but I'm feeling terrible buyer's remorse right now. It was so expensive. What if I lose my job?
Why did I order lobster soup? Your potato soup was half the price and it's tastier.
I know the feeling. I always order the wrong thing and then get some serious buyer's remorse. Let's share.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目里，我们教给大家的表达是 buyer's remorse. So Neil, are you feeling any better now?
You know, the funny thing is, I bought these shoes to cheer myself up.
Oh, a bit of retail therapy, was it? Buying something to make yourself feel happier. It doesn't always work.
Sadly not.
Hey, aren't they running shoes?
Yes.
Well, how about this for a crazy idea? Go for a run in them. That will make you feel better.
You're probably right, as always, Feifei.
And by the way, I do think they look great. Orange suits you.
Oh, thanks. I guess they are pretty...unique.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.